A long time since I've been here. Welcome to Pinterest and SEO Marketing Club. We are live right now. This is an open stage, an open floor, an open room. So feel free to just join me on stage if you want to. But we are live on Facebook and we're also live in the Clubhouse room. So this is the 101 room that I'm running in this club. So it's so good to see you all here. I scheduled this room, I think it was last week. And I said I want to be here for 25 minutes, just give you guys a quick update on what's going on in my life, what's going on in the SEO world, in the Pinterest world, in the business world. And I'm so excited to be back here. So you guys are all welcome. Thank you so much for joining this room. And if this is your first time joining, this is the Pinterest and SEO Marketing Club. We started this club March 6, 2021. And it's been an amazing journey. We've run 100 rooms, and this is the 101 room. And we're also live on Facebook as well in the Facebook group. So if you're wondering how to get to the Facebook group, you can just type in Pinterest and SEO Marketing on Facebook, or just click the link in my bio so you can get access to it. So Mpo, Bianca, Carolyn, Rosa Maria, Maleri, Athia, Travis, and Shaquana, you are all welcome. Feel free to interrupt me. Feel free to clip, feel free to do anything you guys want to do in this room, but we're going to be here for a very short time. So I want to give you guys some really quick pro tips. But before I do, I want to make sure that I'm talking to the right people, and I want to make sure that you guys are getting the best information from me. So if you have a business, and I won't bring you up on stage yet, but if you have a business or if you're thinking about starting a business, just show me by raising your hand. I just want to be sure how many people are in the room that are business owners or thinking about being into business. So we have 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, you guys came ready. 5. Okay, that's pretty much over 50%. Thank you all so much for being here. So I want to give you some really, really quick tips on how to use Pinterest for marketing as a business owner. Because when we think about using Pinterest, the first thing I hear is, how do you even start using Pinterest? What is Pinterest? Why is Pinterest important? Are we marketing to Pinterest, or are we using Pinterest for marketing? It's always a question after another question. And there's never a time I've answered a question and another question follows. Sorry, doesn't follow. So today I want to be able to be here and just give you all the information you need. And oh my goodness, I'm seeing Dr. Megan as well. You are also joined in as well from Facebook. I can see your message. I'm going to highlight it as well. Hey, Mr. Favor, I am watching from the handicapped bus. I hope you're okay. I really hope you're okay. I hope everything is fine with you, and it's good to have you here. Thank you all so much for being here. I'm seeing some people's hands are still raised. So if they're still raised, in a couple of minutes, I'll bring you up on stage. Just wanted to ask a question, but if you want to join, that's totally fine. It's an open room. So today, I want to talk about 3 pro tips on why you need to use Pinterest marketing. So I'm going to go straight to the points because I don't have much time. At 4:30 Eastern, I'm having a call with someone from Pinterest. So I made sure that I have to make sure I keep time. And this is the first room in a long time. So it's really good to be back here. So the first thing is, you have a business, right? Your business is it's your business. It's your baby. It's your vision. It's what you're carrying. So your business needs to stand out. And sometimes we ask ourselves, okay, I have a business. I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know if I'm going to use my business for product, for service, for e-commerce, whatever it is you're thinking. All these things can happen on Pinterest. Just like some people say, oh, I don't really need Pinterest because I don't sell products or I don't do blogging. Like, those perceptions are very vague and they're so widened that you don't want to start thinking about the what ifs and the things you can't do. So just like everybody wants to be on Google, that's the same way every business should be on Pinterest. So there's one statistic that I actually got to know recently, and this is it. In America, in the US, a third of small businesses do not have a website. A third, which means that if you don't have a website, it means that you could have a business, because I know some businesses that run on almost 100% referral, which is great. Some businesses are just based on online engagement, emails, that's great too. But ask yourself this question. By this time, today is October 18th, right? 2021. By October 18th, 2024, for example, God willing, are you still going to be doing the same thing you're doing today? And if the answer is yes, then that's great. Keep it up. But if the answer is no, that tells me that you have a scalability. You have a way to scale your business, because there's some plans, there's some businesses that want to have an exit plan. Some businesses want to sell their business at the end. Some people want to pass it on to their family, to their generation. So you start thinking outside the box and you start asking yourself, what am I going to do with this business when this business fully forms? Because some people are solopreneurs. Some people have a team. Some people are part of an agency. Some people are riding solo. So you don't really know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know who to ask. All these questions are on Google, but sometimes the answers are so daunting that you don't even want to start searching. So I'm here to give you 3 pro tips that are going to help you as a business. So if you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand and ask me the question, or ask me in the back channel. I'll be happy to ask the question and I'll be able to answer the question to the public. This is an open room. This is an open stage. So first tip, when you are using Pinterest for marketing and you don't have a Pinterest business account, right? You have a website of some sort. Either your website is on Squarespace, it's on Wix, it's on WordPress, it's on BigCommerce. You probably have a custom CSS code. Whatever it is, you have something valuable on the internet. Now, if that website is connected to your Google Search Console, and if you're on Google right now, if you have your phone next to you, if you have your laptop next to you, just type in Google Search Console on Google. And then how you can verify is making sure that you have your website connected to the Google Search Console. And this is why. Let me actually just go back a little bit. If you have a Pinterest business account, you've claimed your account, you've done everything nice, you've been able to actually accomplish all these tasks, right? As soon as you accomplish these tasks and you have launched your website, but here's the thing, you've not connected your website to Google Search Console, this is what happens to you. All the blogs, all the pages, all the words, all the titles that you have posted on your website that it has been living for years, Google does not recognize you. It's sad to say this. Google will not recognize you because you were not able to connect your website, which is a completely independent entity, from Google. It's like when you're merging a business, you're merging 2 businesses, right? So these businesses that are merging have to merge by agreement. So if you're not merging to another source by agreement or by following up to a guideline, then you're not really serving the community that you're actually trying to serve. Because when you don't have your website connected to the Google Search Console, you're pretty much telling Google that I have a website, but I don't need you. I don't need Google. And that's really a bad way of thinking, because at that point, you're in a comfortable zone whereby your website is looking good. You have a business card. Everybody's taking a QR code to your website, but no outsider, no cold audience, no random person is coming to your website because you were on Google first. So when you connect your website to Google Search Console, now you have leverage. And as a business, when you start thinking about having leverage, you now think about, how do I retain my dominance on the internet? There are 3.5 billion. I'll say this again. There are 3.5 billion searches a day on Google, and Google changes their algorithm 8 times a day. So if we're almost 8 billion, 7 something billion right now in the world, that's close to a half of the world searching for things on Pinterest, searching for things on Google, searching for things on websites. So all these websites that are being connected to one source, which is Google, you now realize that, oh, I just launched my website. I just launched my business. Okay, now I need followers. Now I need sales. Now I need to run ads. Don't run an ad until you've been able to do these things, because you're wasting money. And I'm here to help you not waste money and save you time so you can be able to expand your business to the right people in the right way. So how do you do this the right way? The first tip, like I mentioned, make sure that you connect your website to Google Search Console. And this is why. If you have a Pinterest business account, and if you don't have one today, please text me, send me a message, DM me, email me. All the links are available in my bio. You can reach out to me if you scroll all the way down, and you can be able to reach out to me directly and ask me this question. How do I set up a Pinterest business account? How do I do this? How do I do that? Because if you don't have a Pinterest business account, then you're part of the people that have a business that is not being visible. I just talked about October 18th, 2021 to 2024. By this time in 3 years, your business should scale up a certain percentage. So if you want to scale up a certain percentage, what are the things that are going to determine that success? The number of sales, your ROI, what is your debt to income ratio? Is your inventory up to scale? The depreciation value each year goes down by a certain percentage. So when you start thinking about your assets, your liabilities, what are your cash returns? What are the things that you're actually putting out there? What are your investments? You start really thinking about, how can I start taking this to the next level? And by taking this to the next level, you are telling Google, you're telling the algorithm that you are running a business. And the only way Google can actually identify you as a business is when you connect your website to the Search Console. Because when you first connect your website to the Search Console, this is what actually happens to you. Your website is independent, right? And when your website is independent, there's a domain authority score. And everybody that starts a website, whether you're Nike, whether you're Amazon, whether you're Google, you start from one. And the only way you can get all the way up to 100, because domain authority ranks from 1 to 100, is when you start leveraging on creating backlinks, creating content, creating things that can actually refer other people to your website without you having to tell them yourself. Just like, for example, if I want to know, okay, where's the best place for me to buy furniture? If my friend tells me that, oh, go to this place, it's a nice place, I had their furniture and I've gone to their house and I've seen their furniture and I love it, I'm going to trust that company way faster than someone who is just telling me, hey, check out my website for furniture. I don't know whose house your furniture is in. I can't validate that. So Pinterest is now that friend that you get to see, that you now place your content on and say, okay, I have a business and my business is doing well outside the internet. So how can I get my business to start thriving where people are looking for me without finding me specifically and finding my business? Because when you start thinking about business, you actually take yourself away from the business. Usually what happens is people say, oh yeah, I'm a business owner. And then when there's a small claims court, or when there's something that's happening to your business, you don't really thrive because you're attached to a business as a solopreneur. So if they're coming for any claims, they're coming for you. But if you have your assets as a business, your website, your furniture, your assets, your inventory, all those things are going to matter. And at some point, your business is going to give you back business. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to create business and then start looking for business. You're supposed to look for that business when your business is already out there. So how do you get your business out there? You have a website. Your website is connected to Pinterest. Pinterest has a high domain authority. I think it's 95, if I'm not wrong. But Pinterest has been existing since, I think, 2010 or so. And the longer your website has been living, which means the longer your existence on the internet, the more authority that you grab. So you can always optimize your blog. You can always optimize your website. You can always change your landing page. But one thing that will never change, and I'm saying this so that you guys can know this, one thing that will never change is that the fact that your business is yours. Your business is yours. So whatever you do with your business is up to you. So you want to make sure that you can scale forward and make sure that people can find your business through the internet. Now, this is the second pro tip before I go to Shaquana and Black as well. And I can see also another hand is also raised as well. We have about a few more minutes, so I want to make sure that this is really quick. And if you're just joining, everything is recorded so you can be able to get this in the Facebook group as well. So how do you make sure that you're being seen? When you first launch your website, if nobody has ever told you this, write this down today, because I'm just dropping gems for the next 10 minutes. When you launch your website for the very first time, right, your website is going to create some type of spiral effect. And let me explain this. Before you even launch and say publish now, right, on your website, You would have already connected your website to Google Search Console, like I said. You'd have already connected to your Pinterest business, like I said. And these things, once it's connected to the Search Console and you click publish, what happens? Google now actually says, oh, alert, somebody has just created a website and their website is about food. It's about, you know, kitchens, about real estate, whatever it is that you're in as a business owner. Now, if you look at your statistics, right, from any platform that you're on, you're going to see a huge spike in your business on your website. You'll see a huge spike and then it drops all the way down. What just happened is that Google took that information as a sitemap, which you already connected, like I mentioned. And when Google sees that information, Google now wants to ask you, okay, if this is exactly what I'm doing with my business, then how can I take my business to the next level? And by connecting it to the Search Console, whatever you put in your title, in your description, the pictures that you upload, make sure your pictures are not above like 500 KB, because the bigger your pictures are, the slower your website is and the slower your response is, which makes Google even not want to trust you because you don't have any authenticated data that allows someone to have a smooth user experience. So Google suggests the best person for a user experience. And if you want that to be you, you want to be able to create this for people to find you. So sometimes you wonder, oh, I'm not ranking on Google number one. I'm not ranking. It possibly is just because you have big images. Possibly it's because you probably have the wrong title. So sometimes we think too far and we're like, oh, we're not really doing well. Our website is not doing well. But if you now look into the looks and crannies, you'll actually start to realize that so many things start to change. So make sure that you have those connected. And then when you check the section called performance, right? There's a section that says performance on your Google Search Console. All the websites that you have, all the web pages are independent. So like you have a house, like everybody has, you know, you live in a home. Every door leads you to a different place. Your bathroom, your kitchen, your bedroom, the jacuzzi room, the balcony, the attic, wherever you're going to. All those doors are different doors, but it's within the same house. So your website has different pages, your about us, your contact, your portfolio, your team. Those are different doors. And each of those doors have things in them. There are different things that are itemized in them. So your website needs to be treated like that, so that when you start connecting to people looking for you, whatever you have already put on your website is what people are finding. And they'll actually, they'll validate what you're saying by the images, by the videos, by the text, how you speak, your font, all those things matter. So you want to be very attentive to those things. So I'll run it really quickly. Number one, connect your website to Google Search Console. Number two, if you don't have a Pinterest business account, start one today, because you're actually losing a lot of money on the table. And I'll go back into that when we get back into this room a couple of days later, because we have so many rooms that I've scheduled out so you guys can be able to be part of this. And the third one, before I now go to Shaquana and Black, is this. Once you've connected your website to the Search Console and you look at the performance section, Google is going to suggest all the words that you could potentially rank for. Just like on YouTube, when you watch a YouTube video, it suggests the next video and the next video and the next video. That's what Google does. Google suggests the best performing thing. So if you're ranking for something, Google is going to say, okay, because you wrote food for sale, you're going to probably see vegetable items or household items. And then you start writing content about those pieces of information. And then when Google notices that, oh, I told you to write about gardening, and now you're talking about gardening, or maybe you have a picture of a garden, then I'm going to refer this garden picture to the next person that's going to help you with this information. So you have to be very specific. It sounds like a lot, but I want you to be very sure that as you're building your connection with people, you want to build this from a standpoint of loving your content, so that the content can love you back when people find your content. So I wanted to run that really, really quickly. And I'll start off with Shaquana, then we'll go to Black, and I'll close off the hand raising in the next 2 minutes because I'm closing this room in 5 minutes. So Shaquana, it's good to see you. Thank you so much for joining today. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for what you said so far. It's already been helpful. So I recently started my business and created a Pinterest. However, I was wondering how to get visibility. Like, I post on there, but it's like one or two people seeing the pins. I mean, I know it takes time and everything, but I just wanted to know like, am I doing something wrong, or like, how can I improve with that?
Great question. So you've connected your website to Search Console and you also have it on Pinterest, but you're not sure where the ranking and where the numbers are coming from?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the best thing to know is this: when you're creating content, you want to start gauging your content from two places. The first place is your Google Analytics. I didn't touch on that because that's something that you also need to have. But your Google Analytics shows you where people are clicking from. Are they using Chrome, Safari? Are they using a mobile phone? Are they on iOS? Are they on Android? It gives you all that information because you want to know how to target your customers. You don't want to start sending them information about A when you could have been sending them information about X because you were talking about a specific topic. So based on what you've already put out, what has been working and what has not been working, so I can bridge the gap for you right now.
Okay, so far my, like, for social media, the only thing that is working for me is Instagram. So I was just wondering, like, how to get things started on Pinterest, because I don't really get any clicks or anything on Pinterest at all. So
okay, so when you connect your Pinterest account to Instagram, have you done that? Because that's available.
No, I don't think I've done that.
Okay, so that's really where you need to start, because if you have an Instagram account, just like we have Instagram business is Instagram creator mode. On Pinterest, you have the normal profile and you can convert to your business for free if you have a Pinterest account already. So the Pinterest business account that you have right now, there's a section on the settings that says claims. So you can claim your account. You can claim your Shopify store if you have one. You can claim your website. You can claim your Instagram. You can claim your Etsy. And you can claim your YouTube. So if you're running content outside Pinterest, don't think about Pinterest as a place to surf. Think about Pinterest as a placeholder where you can actually create content and actually create moods for your business. So if you have a mood and you want to express that mood, you want to show that in a visual way. And Pinterest is an inspirational platform. So if you claim your Pinterest account to your Instagram and you post content on Instagram, Pinterest is going to know that. And you're going to start seeing a lot of traffic that comes in. So there's much more to it, but I'll definitely tell you how to get more in touch with me before I close this room so you can be able to learn that. But I'm sure the next time I speak to you, it would be great for you to check and connect your Instagram to your Pinterest, because you're going to see a dramatic and a drastic change. Because Instagram, when you click on an image, it doesn't go anywhere. But on Pinterest, it goes somewhere. So if you post something on Instagram and you repurpose it through Pinterest, you're going to be winning every single time. Does that help you a little bit? I know it's a lot, but I want to be able to go deeper into it later.
Yes, it helps. I'm actually doing it right now as we speak. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You're most welcome anytime. Definitely looking forward to connecting with you. Hey, Black, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, thank you so much for letting me, bringing me on the stage and letting me speak. I really have to give a prop and shout out to you first of all, because I'm doing social media marketing and I'm also doing this for a couple of years now. I'm an expert, but you are really a man of, who knows what he's talking. That's a fact. People in here, also the listeners, this guy Faber really knows what he's doing. So yeah, definitely take serious his tips. I'm a social media expert. I'm focusing on Instagram. I'm not on Pinterest, but what he said is really, really dope. Shaquana, if you need some help with Instagram or like marketing tips, you can also tap in with me if you're interested. And yeah, I'm here on stage with my friend, Hustaf. You can see him. If you click on him, he's also blue check verified. We building a team together, and my company name is Fix Your Fame. And yeah, he already did like some social media stuff for big people like Soulja Boy and big stars in Germany. And what we are focusing on, and we are just focusing on Instagram, but we help people to grow organically. We help people to get to that swipe up function and stuff like that. So Faber, really what you said was really dope. Whoever's interested in raising his numbers on IG to have a good looking online profile to like get more attraction, you can tap also in with me, Black, and Houston's off, and we gonna like get this shit together. So whoever's interested, tap in with me. Thank you so much for letting me speak.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. It's good connecting with you. I haven't been on the app in like about 2 weeks, and it feels like a whole year. So it's so good to see you guys are here doing amazing things for the internet and also for the community, because it's not just about the blue checks and the red checks. And that's a whole different discussion on Pinterest, because there's blue checks and there's red checks. So I don't want to get to that today, but there are so many things that you can actually use as a business on Pinterest, which can help you and help you scale forward. So I'm definitely looking forward to giving you guys all these tips. And as we have 4 minutes to go, because I was supposed to close the room about a minute ago, I'll talk to Houston Saft. I'm so sorry. Just let me know if you have any questions real quickly before I give a few announcements, because I want to make sure this room is very succinct and timely.
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for letting me speak. Yeah, I would say everything... it's very impressive in this group. Thank you for your tips. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to get your tips. I'm just happy to connect with all of y'all. And yeah, if you are interested in some growing on Instagram, some social media activities, you can tap in with my friend Black Albino. But for now, that's everything that I have to say. I just want to hear more tips and connect to the community. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate that. Yeah, this is an open stage, and I just love the community, because it's not always about what I'm doing. I always want to hear what you guys are doing as well. So thank you so much for bringing that highlight, and I'll definitely look forward to connecting with you guys. And as I just brought this for a short time today, because I was like, I miss Clubhouse so much. I've been joining rooms, just listening. But when you host a room, it's completely different. And I miss hosting rooms. So this is a 101 room that we're doing. I did 100 rooms by the end of September. We started in March. Now I'm live on Facebook. And in case you missed any of what I just said, feel free to join the Facebook group. The link is in my bio. All the links are available. My podcast, email, TikTok. If you want to join the masterclass for the SEO, which is already up and running, if you don't know about that, please feel free to tap in. We have a Pinterest marketing course that is available for you. It's also in the link in my bio. So anything that you need, in case I've not answered all your questions, feel free to be here. I've gotten some amazing, you know, responses, some good questions in the back channel. I also see the Beauty Disruptor. It's good to see you. Thank you so much for checking in. And I really appreciate it. I'm going to get back to you on the message. I also see Saida as well. It's good to see you guys. And it's good that we're connecting, because I really love the community here. And I'm definitely looking forward to connecting with you guys as we move along. In case you're joining us for the first time, make sure that you're here tomorrow, because I'm going to start a challenge. I did a challenge before, but this time around, I'm going to be very serious about it. And if you look at, if you click the greenhouse at Pinterest and SEO marketing, it says Pinterest and SEO marketing. That's the title. And then today's room is Pinterest marketing for business owners. Wednesday, same time, 4 p.m. I'll be here for a longer time, but it's going to be how to turn your idea into income. And I have 5 challenges for you from day 1 to day 5. And day 5 is going to end up on October 25th. And then October 26th is going to be Pinterest versus Google. What's the difference? So I'm looking forward to really connecting with you guys and giving you guys something that you can value and really be part of, because I just love giving information and making sure that you guys are a good and A1. So with that said, I have to jump on a call. I have a call with Pinterest right now. But if you guys have not gotten anything from today, just make sure that you stay connected to me, follow this club, tap on the bell so that you don't miss out on any of the rooms. If there's any DMs that have come in or messages, I'll respond to you right after I get off the call with Pinterest, and then I'll get back to you guys. But make sure that you click the link in my bio, because all the resources are available there. If you have any questions, my back channels are open and I'd be happy to help you guys. Thank you all so much again for being here, opening this room again with me. And I look forward to seeing you guys very soon. Have a wonderful day. Yes. And I look forward to taking care. Take care, guys.
And whoever needs a free boost.